Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Time to have a chat to Anthony Mithen now, who had a very busy day yesterday and a very successful day for Rosemont with the online auction in conjunction with Magic Millions. Mitho, good morning to you.
G'day, Mick. Yeah, it was a big day for all the team at Magic Millions and at the farm. Everyone had worked so hard to pull off a 93-lot catalogue, which was well received by the buyers. There were registrations flying in till the very last minute, and bidding was at its frenzy peak. I tell you what, selling a horse every 90 seconds, it's not for the faint-hearted, thrill seekers only.
Well, you were able to take us into the inner sanctum up at the Magic Million sales about the excitement of what it's like to be in the ring when you're a vendor and you've got horses going through. 93 lots yesterday, $2.5 million the gross, the average almost 31,000, and the sale topper was 295. So overall, were you happy with? Did it exceed expectations?
It probably sat about where we thought the stock was valued at, which indicates to me that there was no moment where we went, oh my god, that's made double what we thought it would, or even 50% more than we thought it would. It was sort of ticking away, going, oh yeah, that's about right. Yeah, that's about right. Oh, that's a bit of a bargain for someone, and that's about right. So it was sort of one of those reflection moments at the end where we went, righto, we've achieved what we wanted to achieve. Now, a couple of hours later, we could assess where's the bloodstock market headed, and I reckon we're headed for a little correction, given that normally across that amount of horses, you'd probably expect to see a couple that, give you that wow moment. But that's perhaps just a cautionary note for the bloodstock industry, that I think it's just people get a bit more careful with their spend, and let's face it is a discretionary spend to own a racehorse. So things might tighten up a little bit over the next few months, but we've got to get our racing calendar in order so we know what we're betting on and what races we're heading towards, don't we?
Well, I want to ask you about that, Mitho, because you can come at this from a number of different angles, because you're a media personality. You spent a long time working in mainstream media with Channel 9. You've also got one of the horses who would, I imagine, be aimed towards, say, a Caulfield Cup in Mr. Quickie. You're a breeder as well. How do you see the proposal to change the Spring Carnival, which, and let's not overemphasise it, but I think it is the biggest change in 140 years for the Victorian racing industry with these proposals that they are looking at?
Yeah, in extraordinary circumstances, it needs to be noted. It's probably not a permanent thing, and that's perhaps a discussion for another day. But right now, where we sit in 2020, COVID-19, I would love to see, I understand, and I might be shooting from the hip a little bit, having my head in... my concentration levels have been on different things. But looking briefly from afar, I would love to see some real leadership shown in this sense by our racing administrators at the highest level, not the club level. I mean, you don't see Collingwood or Richmond telling the AFL when they'd like to play and how they'd like to play at this time. The AFL are running the fixture. I'd like to see Racing Victoria come out very strongly and tell these clubs, you've got a meeting on this day. If you choose to run your Caulfield Cup on that day, you can. Otherwise, choose another meeting. But this is where we sit, and this is what we would like to see happen at your race club. They do control the fixture, and I think there needs to be a consistency with what has happened previously. I mean, people are getting horses into work. I've noted with interest Kieran Maher's comments, and we're about to put Mr. Quickie back into work, but what for? When's the race going to be? I mean, I think we really need those answers, and you also want some surety. Why are we, are we moving these races just to avoid football, or are we moving them to get crowds back, or are we moving them just for the sake of moving them because it's a chance to experiment with our spring racing carnival? They're the questions that I'd like answered, and some of those reasons have got merit. I've heard your comments, Mick, on the fact that we've got to avoid football. I'm not sure about that. I think for 1 year we can cross codes and make sure that we get enough. We won't get quite as much airtime, and I understand that. But everyone's talking football at the moment, much anticipation about the football season. But guess what was on the front of the Herald Sun earlier this week? Story about the Caulfield Cup. So we've got to generate our own news on that front and make sure that we stand up and we're bold enough and not just the shrinking violet in the shadow of the big town sport. So I reckon we need some answers, and we need Racing Victoria to come out and say, this is what it's going to look like across the board. We can't have clubs splinter off and decide that the Caulfield Cup's going to be run when Melbourne Racing Club want it to be run. It needs to be a coordinated approach so the Spring Carnival isn't a mess.
So am I to take it from those comments that you are a status quo man? You don't want to see it changed?
No, I'd like to see it all pushed back. Similar to what the AFL has done. The AFL has said, righto, if we push it back, everyone's got time to plan for that. But the whole thing stays in sequence. Everything stays in order and we're running, you know, I get that there's a tradition, that has been, you know, has never changed at Flemington for so many years, but it's extraordinary circumstances. And I think they need to button up and swallow it up and move their carnival to a month later. And that'll allow everything else to fall into place around it. So that would be my preferred position. And I can't see why we wouldn't do it. And it does give us a look at whether or not, you'll note with interest, a few trainers have said exactly that, that that's what should happen permanently, that it should be pushed back a year and we get over this first Tuesday in November notion. I'm a bit of a traditionalist and like to see some things stay the same, but it's a year to have a look at that. And does that work better, and does that give the horses a better opportunity to go from carnival to carnival and be at their peak rather than breaking down before we put on the main show? I mean, everyone goes to a footy game and wants to see the superstars there. Let's give the superstars of racing the opportunity to race in those big races as often as possible. And to put a Caulfield Cup behind a Melbourne Cup doesn't give us that opportunity. Whether or not it's been a form reference or not in the last few years, I think people still want to see the very best stayers compete in both those races. So I'm one for it's a year to experiment, it's a year to push back. Let's get on with it and make that decision pretty quickly. And let's not do it by committee. That seems to be the case of a melting pot of everyone having their say and shouldering up, saying we're more important than the club next door. Well, let's get some leadership from Racing Victoria to say, here's the program, this is what it looks like, let's get on with it.
Mitho, it's extraordinary times. Hopefully we'll get some answers when we speak to Giles Thompson on the show tomorrow. But well done on what you were able to achieve yesterday with Rosemont Magic Millions. And we'll look forward to chatting soon again when we get some more clarity on the spring. Thanks for the time this morning, mate.
Good on you. Thanks for that. And I look forward to hearing Giles. I'm sure they've got a plan in place, which I look forward to.